Stankovic. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well,
You have been the master of ceremonies, the master of, I mean, you're running around everywhere around here.
It's crazy. It's nutty.
Is that hard?
Time flies. It's not hard. It's just, like, at the end of the day, you just kind of collapse.
Do you know what I love
in the moment?
Is that I'm in watching the general sessions and watching you lead, and then I come out to grab coffee, and you're already down here doing interviews. It's kind of amazing.
There's really three or four of me running around here.
Well, maybe that's what it is. So you figured out how to clone.
Yeah, clone? We got it down pat here. So let's talk about you and what you're doing here. What are you doing here?
Well, we've been working with the Global Women's Leadership Network, but I know you talked to several of the women out and about. We've been working with the Future Forum, the large credit unions all over the globe, and we've been working with the young professionals, the Y Cup group.
Right on.
And so the Y Cup is the World Young Credit Union People. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably one of the first ever young professional networks. Mm-hmm. It was started, 15 years ago, and it's a group of people that are really just engaged and inspired to make a difference in their institutions, in their communities, mm-hmm. and then they compete to get a scholarship to come back in future years.
Compete? What do you mean compete? What are they doing?
So they are nominated by their institutions, okay. or by a different institution about the work that they've done in their communities, mm-hmm. or the impact that they've made, mm-hmm. and then they all come together, and then there's a committee that selects. Those that have made the greatest impact or that represent the world.
I was envisioning like a triathlon or something like that,
well,
but hey,
you know,
they could.
Push-ups involved typically, okay. maybe slamming of drinks, you know, there's stuff.
That's the normal stuff, you know, the normal stuff. So where are you guys at with this and what's the latest?
Well, this year my involvement in it is we did a bit of a strategy session. Mm-hmm. So part of any program, any good program, is sustainability. Mm-hmm. So we did a strategic session to kind of figure out how we can make this a program that's going to last forever. Mm-hmm. So we want it to be viable. We want it to be juicy. Mm-hmm. We want it to be something that people are going to be inspired by for years to come. Mm-hmm. So I broke it down into connect, grow, and inspire. Mm-hmm. So how do we connect with one another? Mm-hmm. How do we build on a social platform, mm-hmm. social media, maybe online, but also in person?
Yeah.
So we're looking at global women's and the things that we've done, like in building sister societies, mm-hmm. or building more localized chapters or delegates, and maybe the online piece, you know, and how we can utilize WhatsApp because I went through the Y Cup program in 2005, and believe it or not, I didn't even really have the functioning cell phone back then. I don't know, my cell phone kind of went like this.
Oh, the flip phone, the antenna.
I don't know if yours did that.
Very retro of you.
Yes, yeah, well, you know, I've come a long way in the last 10 years.
Mine had a hand crank, you know.
And then in the grow area, it's not just about growing membership of this area, mm-hmm. but also dollars. So do we have, you know, how do we create a program that sustains itself? Mm-hmm. And any young professional network that's out there can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Inspire is there's so many amazing stories. And one of the most valuable and incredible things about the World Council of Credit Unions is that it's so unique, is where else can you go and learn about people from the other side of the planet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're hearing stories of how people are making a difference in their lives and in their communities and in their members' lives. And it's in Kenya, mm-hmm. or it's in the Ukraine, mm-hmm. or it's in the other 78 countries, mm-hmm. that are around, mm-hmm. or any of those things. And that's really impactful. Mm-hmm. And all the different credit union networks or industries are in different stages of their development.
Mm-hmm.
And the needs that the women or the leaders or just the members have, mm-hmm. are different.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the industries are more advanced in different ways too. Like, I remember I went to Ecuador and they were text banking in 2007. And our regulators are like, no way, we'll never do that. And then, you know,
here we are.
So advanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you kind of, you know, you take some of the things that we do for granted.
Yep.
So in the Young Professionals Network, we really want to inspire by seeing what everybody else is doing and how can we share those stories and make a difference.
And the cool thing about that is that although we're all from different countries, I'm sure these stories are very relatable to everybody.
Sure.
Because we share that same common passion.
And it builds empathy and understanding, mm-hmm. for each other too. Mm-hmm. I had the chance to go to to Kenya a month ago, maybe.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I was really good. DE, shout out to all our DE friends that are out there. But I was saying to somebody, that because I've seen some Kenyan friends that are here, mm-hmm. saying that I never would even understand or fathom what happens in Kenya until I've been there to at least witness. You know, I can't say that I've lived in their shoes. I can't say that I'm even exposed to what they've been through. Mm-hmm. But I can say that I've witnessed a portion of it, mm-hmm. right? And so I can believe or empathize in a different way than I could before.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's amazing about the World Council is you get exposed to this culture and it really mm-hmm. brings you to this higher level of heartstrings and higher level of understanding mm-hmm. and really just rejuvenates the soul.
No doubt. It's very eye-opening. You know, last year was my first year coming to it up in Belfast.
What's it?
And I'm like, wow, this is like, I've got to come back. Because just looking at everything from a global scale, it really showed me the power of this industry and the reach that it has, and then just the really cool things that people can do just from their hearts. You
Absolutely.
Know, it's not all about the cash and the money and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's uplifting people and changing lives and impacting them, and which is what Y Cup is doing.
Totally. And I volunteer. Everything I've ever done with Y Cup has been volunteer. Everything I've ever done with Global Women
for you.
Is volunteer.
Yeah.
And so if you're watching this, you know, anything that you can do to volunteer time, volunteer, mm-hmm. donate time, money, whatever you can do, mm-hmm. the World Council is such an amazing organization, and I urge you to get involved in any way that you can.
What are your goals for this show? I mean, obviously you were a big part of the Global Women's Leadership Network, the Y Cup. What do you want to take back? Do you want to take something back to your business or to share with other credit unions? Is there anything specific?
Yeah, just the things that we've talked about. It was really to energize the young professionals. Mm-hmm. It was to learn from the sisters of the Global Women's, and mm-hmm. we won the Distinguished Service Award.
I know, I saw that.
Leadership Network, which is really exciting, mm-hmm. and we've been celebrating this week. And we talked a lot about emotional intelligence with that group, and mm-hmm. and then just to continue the momentum that we have from a volunteer standpoint and building membership and growth. Across the globe.
Do you want to recap emotional intelligence? Because I think I talked with Sandra McDowell about that last year, and it's really fascinating stuff. Do you want to can you do a quick little summary on that?
Yes. EQ, it's more important than IQ. I believe in it very wholly, and from my perspective, it's built up a few things: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, mm-hmm. and social skills. Mm-hmm. And one of these days, you and I should dig in because it's kind of delicious.
Alrighty,
intelligence.
Okay.
But it we talked about the differences in gender and how it impacts gender relationships and communication, mm-hmm. how it can impact digital communication, and that men are superior to women. In a general sense, obviously speaking generalizations, then women in certain areas of emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. and women are the men in mm-hmm. certain areas, and mm-hmm. so how to work within that and build your teams up. And it was fun to talk about that from an international perspective,
too. Right on. Brandy, it's at the end of the day, and you have more energy than I think this entire room here. So congratulations on that. You
thank
have
you.
So much, and it's very infectious. So thank you very much. I want to give you a plug too for your show.
The Strategic Hot Box.
Yes.
Yay. The Strategic Hot Box. Anybody, you know, is needing some energizing or a plug of leadership fun, mm-hmm. go out and check it out. StrategicHotBox.com.
We've had some good people on there lately.
Yes.
So.
And we've had the Wonder Women.
Yeah.
A lot of Wonder Women out. And that's continuing the global women's efforts and that type of thing. And really just trying to give people the tools they need to. Can I say it?
Go for
kick
it.
Ass. Yeah!
You can say that.
Oh, I did it. Yeah. It happened. And I think we're live, right?
So. Yes, right there.
Oh, okay. We're live. Hello.
The FCC is not going to come after us. We're in Europe.
If I get you in trouble, I'm sorry.
Europe, they're a little more relaxed about that
type
of stuff.
Good.
States, they would have put me in jail by now.
Okay, good.
Brandy, thank you so much.
Thanks.